on walls with a rhythm stick that was harder than Chinese arithmetic, till the deflated condition started keeping me down at nights. Now like old Papa Goose, I was a propaganda till I just couldn't rise to my usual standards. I was still in the running, but it just wasn't hitting the heights. Doc said it's something that I ought to address, but it really wasn't nothing that should cause distress. Probably working too hard, happens to us all once or twice. You're gray at the temples, carrying excess baggage. Better cut out the corned beef and kick up the cabbage. If you know what's good for you, better take old Doc's advice. I had to go see Alice to cure what's ailing me. A little bit of elation via Viagravation when the factory feature starts to fail in me. So I tried to time it all just right. By about 7:30 on date night, I was well on my way and I was feeling it coming on fast. My baby called up, she broke our date. She said, I'm real sorry, honey, but I gotta work late. And I was standing there saluting the flag about three-quarter staff. I tried to watch the news in this altered state, but I kept getting hung up on Nancy Grace. And I thought, holy mackerel, this must be some powerful stuff. So I grabbed the remote and commenced to click and doing all I could do to keep choking that chicken when I passed that infomercial about firming up your hips, thighs, and butt. I had to go see Alice. She always reassures me. But just a little advancement, a little andro enhancement, to remove any doubts about your masculinity.
Add a little zest to your fun fest, a little boost to your roost, back at the love nest.
Frolicking festivities. Well, what you need to improve on is getting your groove on. It ain't no fallacy. But if that tower of power lasts more than 4 hours, better hit the ER and turn off the TV.